Ever demonstrated extravagant devotion? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Mary broke an alabaster jar of nard, poured it over Jesus' head and feet, and wiped his feet with her hair. Jesus had raised her brother from the dead and would soon shed his blood for the sins of the world. The scent of her sacrifice, valued at more than a year's wages, followed him to the cross. How can you possibly express your devotion to the one who's blessed you beyond measure? Perhaps you've not fully surrendered yourself, your loved ones, or your possessions to him. The Bible makes it very clear that you don't own anything. You are God's steward, and you came into the world naked and will depart in the same condition. This is not simply good theology, but a truth that God wants us to put into practice. Psalm 24:1 proclaims, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein." If we don't get out of the trap of claiming ownership of our money and possessions, we'll become materialistic and vulnerable to placing our identity in what we have. The weight of trying to accumulate, protect, maintain, and grow our things can begin to control our lives. One way to conquer ownership is to give it all to the Lord. Make a quitclaim deed that represents your surrender of everything to Him. In thanksgiving and praise, record all that you think you own and declare in your heart that it all belongs to God. Like Mary, you can express extravagant devotion by giving it back to the one who gave it to you first. In my new book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe potentially significant events that could impact our economy. A gray swan is an obvious danger that we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these threats. The ebook is available now at Amazon.com.